We always tell people we're planners first, investment advisors second, but what does that mean? How can you know your plan is solid and will help you on your journey? We're going to talk about what red flags to watch for to make sure your plan is right for you.
Hey, welcome to the Talking Sense podcast. I'm Mark Osorio.
And I'm Teresa Arago. We're financial advisors, and if there's one thing we understand, it's that money can be confusing.
So get ready, because we're breaking down what you don't know about money today on the Talking Sense podcast.
So we recently had an episode, I think we called it Made Off With Your Money, where we talked about red flags when it comes to picking your financial advisor. Mm-hmm. But I want us to focus in on the plan itself, too, because we are passionate about planning at GenWealth.
I would say so.
I mean, we're so passionate, we've created an entire manifesto, and you can check out the show notes for a link. But financial planning can take on many, many forms. So we're going to try to help you understand what red flags to watch out for so that you can avoid them and make sure your plan is on course.
Exactly.
So what are some of the things that, you know, you feel like, what would you say is the first thing?
Well, just starting out by making sure that you have a plan that is on paper, on purpose, mm-hmm. right? And you know, some people will give you, you know, a piece of paper and say, okay, this is your plan, but it's really just a list of investments. And
yes.
That's really all there is. And to us, that is an incomplete plan.
Yes. We've had people, I had a lady or a couple come in and they asked them if they'd ever done planning. And they said, oh yeah, we've got our binder right here. And it was just a bunch of statements. Hmm. And to them, they had been taught that the investments are the plan. But there were not action steps. Are there concise, clear action steps? Because if there's not, you don't have a complete plan. And do you have a basic understanding of the purpose of each investment? Now, I'm going to be clear. I don't expect you to know all the data on a particular mutual fund or a particular investment. But you need to know what its purpose is within your plan.
Or why it was picked, mm-hmm. right? And to make sure that it will actually take you in and through retirement.
Yes, because it's not about just building assets. Those assets have to translate into something. You know, we've used the analogy, if I had a big old nugget of gold, someone would say, yes, I'm wealthy, I have this gold. But if I can't take that and buy groceries with it, then it does no good to me.
Right.
So don't confuse products with a plan. Products are the tools. They're the vehicles to get you there. But the plan guides the building process. It tells us which tools to employ where. You know, a hammer is only useful if you've got a nail. But if your products don't line up with your plan, then you don't necessarily have the right tools. So the first red flag would be, do you have an incomplete plan?
Yeah. And something that I would add to that is, you know, does it help you stay on track, right? Mm-hmm. Does it tell you where you should be along the way? Because mm-hmm. if it doesn't, then how are you supposed to know if you're on track to get there?
Yeah, because it's a journey. It's not like you wake up one day and just boom, you're financially independent. There are steps along the way. And if you finish step A, do you know what step B is? You know, do you have a clear understanding of that? So we want it to be complete. Next thing is, it's got to be a personal plan. So an impersonal plan would be the red flag. You are unique.
Mm-hmm. And the cookie cutter approach should not be applied to your plan, right? So goals-based planning centered around you and your unique goals. That's what we're aiming for here. And I mean, we talk a lot about prioritizing when it comes to budgeting mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Same logic applies here, right? So when we sit across the table from somebody, you know, with the main thing that drives the conversation, drives the plan is, you know, are the things that we're working towards, are the all these steps that we're recommending, are those actually, you know, the most efficient way to get to your goals?
Yes. And if you're not talking about goals, how do you know you're working towards them? Mm-hmm. If the only goal is to accumulate assets, then that's not really going to benefit you. Again, it goes back to what you value. Mm-hmm. The reason you want to accumulate those assets is for a purpose. You know, if it's retirement, currently you're trading your time for a paycheck. At some point, you want that dynamic to stop.
Yes.
So that's the goal. But there's more to it than that. You know, if the advisor is just talking about returns, but there's no personal goals, there's no focus, then maybe they're not the right fit. Maybe that's not the plan you need to be pursuing, because those returns aren't really in our control either. We can create a strategy, but the market is going to go up. It's going to go down. So your plan has to prioritize the things that are in alignment with you and have a plan for no matter what the market's going to do.
Yeah. If you've got somebody that is promising, you know, all these outrageous returns, I'd say that's a red flag.
Go check out the Made Off With Your Money episode, because exactly. That is not realistic. One of the biggest gaps that I have seen, and one of the biggest red flags I've seen, especially with younger clients, is ongoing coaching is just missing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the thing is, for a lot of people, they might have a plan, they might have kind of an idea of what's going on, mm-hmm. right? But life happens.
Yeah.
Right. And any curveball can come along and wreck your plan or throw you off course. So what do you do? Right. Ongoing coaching is missing in so many plans and in just the lives of so many people. So that's actually why we decided to start MoneyWorks, mm-hmm. which is, you know, an online platform that we use for financial planning. And we use it to help mainly our beginner investors mm-hmm. right, build a foundation for their financial knowledge. And to make sure that, you know, they're covering all of their blind spots. So we cover things like, you know, like budgeting, like mm-hmm. debt elimination, like insurance, right? Making sure that your risks are covered.
I think we found that a lot of people just like us were not intentionally taught finance. You learn science, you learn English, you learn mm-hmm. these other tasks, but nobody teaches you how to write a check.
Right.
Unless your parents were intentional, and that's sadly uncommon. Mm-hmm. You know, balancing your checkbook, creating a budget, those are not things that are in our typical education. So the typical dynamic in our industry, which is a huge disservice to people, in my opinion, is that people who don't have a certain level of assets, and it's high, it's like $250,000 or yeah. less, you're likely going to be pushed to some sort of robo-advisor tool.
Right.
No advisor, no coaching. You just go to a website and you do some little survey and it tells you what you need to do. But that doesn't take into account your goals.
Yeah, no, and it doesn't even tell you what you need to do. It just tells you, spits out a set of investments, right? So mm-hmm. just some investment allocation.
And you're just throwing money at it, hoping for the best.
Exactly.
We don't feel like that works or is fair. So that's why we want you to have coaching. Yes, we have this online tool that helps you get some education. And that's one of the big differences. We're educating you, but mm-hmm. you also have the power of an advisor
yeah.
who is working with you to create your goals, help you identify them. I mean, we have people who are months away from retirement that don't know what they're going to do. They don't know how to set goals for retirement simply because they've never taken the time to do it. So we want to help you get a head start on that. We want to help you understand what goals to plan for and what goals you maybe have missed mm-hmm. and then help you figure out how to work towards them, give you some tools. So then when life happens, we just go back to the drawing board and we go through that whole exercise again over and over and over until you're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can't emphasize how important that relationship with the advisor is, right? So that's the ongoing coaching. That is who's going to be there to help, you know, pick you up whenever mm-hmm. life happens, and it will. The financial education that we all really wish that we would have gotten, you know, plus that relationship with the advisor to help provide that coaching and accountability to help stay on track.
Yeah. And then another area that we've become more aware of in the last few years is that's kind of a red flag is advisor licensing being incomplete. Mm-hmm. As an advisor, we have different tests we can take. I went for the major, cruddy one. I think, did you go 6, then 7, right?
Yeah.
Because your original job. So there's all these different numbers in our industry. But generally speaking, there's different tests that you can take. Each test allows you to use certain tools, which are investments, for your clients. And if you don't have what we call full licensing, then you're limited on what tools you can offer. And in recent years, I have seen what I consider to be a major concern in that people are calling themselves financial planners who are not fully licensed. So it does create some bias in them because there's only certain things they can sell. And it's really important that when you're working on your plan, that you have every tool at your disposal. So if they're not fully licensed, they're not going to have those and they can't serve you as well. But you do have the power to check out people that you're considering mm-hmm. and know what their credentials are.
Yeah. So everybody that I meet with, I make sure to let them know, hey, if you're going to do business with anyone, if you're going to do business with me, certainly if you're going to do business with anyone else, make sure to look on brokercheck.com.
And if they're not there, they are not securities licensed. They are probably an insurance broker or someone like that, which they have a role in our industry, but mm-hmm. understand what you're getting into and understand what tools they have at their disposal. And it also allow you to check and see if there've been any complaints against them. Side note, if you listen to the Madoff with your money, he had tons of complaints.
Yeah. Should have been tons a red flag of complaints. To everyone.
Anybody who was considering investing with him, if they had had access to that broker check site, could have seen the problems that were being brought up. So, you know, we talked about an incomplete plan. Is it a plan that is going to take you to and through retirement? Is it a living, breathing thing with that coach mm-hmm. that can get you there? Is it impersonal? Because, I mean, we've joked, there's certain people that when they come in, based on what statement they walk in with, they go, well, I know what they're going to have in there because they're the cookie cutter plan. They're 25, right. So they're going to have these investments. Are you getting ongoing coaching? If you're not, MoneyWorks is a phenomenal tool that can help you get a jump start and keep you on track. And then advisor licensing. Is your advisor fully licensed? Do they have all the tools at their disposal?
Yeah. So if your plan is incomplete or feels nebulous, it would be time to reach out and begin creating your unique financial plan on paper on purpose. And if, you know, MoneyWorks could be that for you, then I would encourage you to check it out. Go on our website, mymoney.works, and see for yourself how it can help you make the most of your money.
I'll say, even as a financial advisor, I always like to understand what my clients are going to be doing. So I got on the MoneyWorks site and registered, and it even pointed out some blind spots that I hadn't thought of for myself. Because, you know, we're all our worst servers, right? I'm not my own financial advisor. These are things my teammate who helps me knew about. But there were a couple of things that I went, ooh, yeah, I haven't thought about that in a while.
No.
So it's a great little kind of gut check for you. And you know, in general, if you think you have a plan, but you're not 100% sure, maybe you need to get a second opinion. There is no cost to come and meet with an advisor on our team and just talk through the basics of what you're doing. We often try to just educate and let you know things that may be blind spots for you, but there's no cost for that and it won't hurt anything. You know, I get a second opinion on my life insurance. I get a second opinion on my health, on other pieces of my life. If my car needs repair, I'm going to get a couple quotes. There's nothing wrong with that. So this is a big deal, having your financial plan be on track. So take time to give that a second opinion if you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much for joining us on our Talking Sense podcast today. That's our 2 cents on red flags of financial planning. Join us on our next episode when we talk about millennials in the middle. Thanks for listening to Talking Sense. And if you like what you hear, make sure and subscribe to the podcast to get all the newest episodes.
The Jim Walt team is available to you 24/7 at info@getreadyforthefuture.com. Or you can call our offices at 866-653-PLAN. That's 866-653-7526.
And while we like to have fun here, we're also financial advisors, and that means disclosures. You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success.
Jim Walt Financial Advisors is an Arkansas registered investment advisor with securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.